First, the coronavirus pandemic has put extra strain on food assistance organizations like food banks and food pantries. Food supplies are down while demand is up. So how are the groups that help people with food insecurity holding up? Patty Habeck is president and CEO of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, which operates food banks around Milwaukee and the Fox Valley. Patty, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Stephanie Young-Dorfman is executive director of Feeding Wisconsin, which is the statewide association of Feeding America food banks. Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Patty, let's start with you. Since Wisconsin began to feel the effects of this pandemic, health-wise and in terms of the economy, what has changed for you and other organizations that try to help meet food needs?
Well, I think just like everybody else, the pandemic really made us look at processes and how we are serving the communities and change that on a dime. Overnight, we saw a massive increase in the number of in the amount of demand on our food banks to serve food pantries and communities around the eastern side of Wisconsin. We also saw the type of food that people were accessing change suddenly. There was a strong increase in demand for shelf stable products, or you know, of course, everybody wants the fresh and healthy products and the dairy and the meat. But suddenly the shelf-stable products, the things that people would want to put in their shelves and make sure they had enough to last a longer period of time, really became in demand. So we scrambled around to make sure that despite disruptions in the supply chain, we were able to keep as much of all of those products in stock so that as demand rose, we were able to meet the need.
And Stephanie, Patty's working in the eastern part of the state. Is it a similar story all over Wisconsin?
Yep, it is. So while we're seeing the supply chain disruptions happening, our food banks are seeing an increase of demand. While we're not able to supply the same amount of specific items that are being demanded, our food banks have done a great job of providing the desired amount of food based on the number of households that our network is serving. So keeping up as best we can, and our food banks are continuing to do what they do best, make sure that we can source food, nutritious food, to get to those who need it.
And Patty, we've seen a story around the country, really, where as people need more food, supply chains are disrupted and some of the traditional customers for food, like the restaurant industry and schools, don't need it. So farmers don't know what to do with some of their produce. Are you finding ways to creatively close that loop?
Yeah, so that's been a really interesting challenge and a fun problem to work on, even though it has a real our work has real important results. And so what we've been doing is really getting creative in terms of trying to figure out if we could take in product that was previously going into food service and repackage or relabel products so that we could repurpose that into household, so that households can take advantage of that. So sometimes that might mean we take large cuts of meat that were previously going into food service and seeing if we could partner with a local meat cutter and see if they will cut it down and package and label it for individual family size use. Or we recently got an outreach from a very large food service vendor, a hospitality vendor, actually, and they had so much product available, we couldn't use any of it for family use, but we didn't want it to go to waste either. So we were able to partner in our Milwaukee location with about 70 different restaurants who are willing to take in that product, divide it up. They're cooking it down into meals and then packaging the meals, and we're helping to make sure we distribute that around the area. So getting very, very creative with the resources that are out there. We are working very hard to make sure that nothing goes to waste.
Now, Stephanie, some people, thanks to job loss right now, unexpected job loss, furloughs, things like that, might be needing food assistance, maybe for the first time in their lives. What would you say to them about exploring the various resources that are out there and available to them?
Yeah, absolutely. Our food pantries have definitely seen that. We also have a statewide food share outreach helpline that is taking in calls. We're seeing great increases of need in both of those spaces, and we are tracking a great number of households that are new to this experience of food insecurity. So I would say to them, my suggestion to them is to know that our food banks, our food pantries are out there ready to serve. There's also great supports in food share and WIC in our state, and And I would tell them they're not alone. Right now, especially, this is unfortunately a very normalizing experience that folks are going through as they're experiencing hunger for the first time, making really tough trade-offs in their lives as they're missing their first or second paychecks to understand how they can manage their own budget to pay rent, pay utilities, pay for medication. And oftentimes, food is the most flexible budget category that they have, and oftentimes a sacrifice. So know that you can call 211 to receive information about your local pantry near you, and also reach out for support if you're interested in learning more about food share benefits, which have some important flexibilities right now and increased benefit allotments to help folks in this especially trying time.
Talking to Patty Habeck and Stephanie Young-Dorfman with Feeding America here in Wisconsin, looking at how food banks are responding to an increase in demand and some disruption of supply in the food that they provide. Patty, I imagine a lot of people who are able to right now want to help out if they can, want to make donations to help keep the food flowing here. Right now, given where we are, what is the best way for members of the public to help out?
So typically my answer to that would be food funds or friends to either provide food, provide dollars, or to volunteer. Right now, because of the situation that we're in and social distancing, volunteering while we're still doing it is a lot more narrow of a category. So the best way to help out, quite honestly, right now is to look to your local food bank or your food pantries and look to financial support. What each food pantry needs are very different from each other. Some might be getting a lot of fresh produce from a local farmer, but they need to purchase milk, something along that line. So dollars are most flexible. And then food banks, like mine, like the other ones across the state, what we do is we're able to pull together all of those dollars and purchase at scale with manufacturers that are offering great prices right now and the ability to bring in the product that we actually need right now. Now more than ever, it's really dollars more than anything. And that is the biggest help that we can get right now to make sure that people are able to receive the food that they need.
And Stephanie, what if I'm somebody in the food supply chain, anywhere from a farmer or a food processor or somebody who delivers food to, you know, the restaurants that aren't running at full tilt right now? And I'm thinking, hey, I've got some supply. I want to connect it here. How can they help?
Yeah, please reach out for both an individual or a possible processor, farmer, donor. Go to our website, feedingwi.org, and you can connect either to your local food bank or connect to myself, please. We, in this time, have built some strong relationships with DACCAP, the Department of Ag Trade Consumer and Consumer Protection, and also our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We are doing more than ever before to connect to our local Wisconsin egg products to move that nutritious food to our food bank network and to continue to support getting farmers paid and processors paid to keep them afloat during these tough times. Really, this has given us great opportunities to strengthen those win-win partnerships that are going to keep us going through this long haul ahead.
And one of those partnerships, Patty, did I read this right? The Milwaukee Bucks helping out with food that people would have been eating in their stands had there been an NBA season going on?
That is. That's been a really that was a great phone call. I was actually talking to Coach Bud this morning, too, about his personal donations to keep hunger relief systems strong. But absolutely, the Bucks donated all the food that was in their facilities that would have been making a lot of people happy if they were able to watch the games. Since they couldn't, they moved it right into the hunger relief system, and we're moving it to make sure it reaches people's plates as quickly as possible.
And Stephanie, as we wrap up, remind us how people in need of various kinds of food assistance can find it in their area.
Yeah, we work very closely with the United Way Network. 211 is a number that you can dial from any phone in any county and be connected to a community resource hotline. They will connect you to one of our food pantries so you can get connected with food and also connect you to other community resources in your area.
All right, Stephanie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Patty, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
We've been talking to Patty Habeck, President and CEO of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, and Stephanie Young-Dorfman, Executive Director of Feeding Wisconsin. We talked to them today about the state of food banks in Wisconsin and how people can help out. We've got a link, by the way, to their websites at WPR.org/Central Time. You can find local food pantries that way as well and how to help out if you're able.